We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
San Francisco city officials want to help out some small businesses by doing away with free lunches. In question are cafeterias some tech companies have set up as a perk for workers. Phil, what are officials proposing here?
What they're talking about is a rather interesting move. You know, they can't do anything about these tech companies that already have basically restaurants, cafeterias, and coffee shops in their buildings and, you know, pretty much keep the workers inside all day and all night. But what they are proposing is that new office space going in the hot south of Market area have a ban on it. And one of those bans might be industrial kitchens. In other words, you can put in an office, but you can't put in a cafeteria. The idea is to get some of the money that these techies have flowing onto the streets, onto the restaurants and small businesses. And it's taking a page from Mountain View, which is invoking a similar clause for Facebook as they try to move into a new development in that city.
It's so interesting to watch this pendulum swing, isn't it? I mean, at one point, not that long ago, the city was doing everything it could to get the tech industry here. And this certainly is not in that vein.
No. And in some ways, Jeff, it's a reaction to that. We had in San Francisco, it was called the Twitter tax, and it made national and international news. We basically said that we would give tax breaks to tech companies if they moved into what was called the mid-market area, sort of a borderline economically depressed part of downtown San Francisco that they wanted to revitalize. Well, the companies moved in, and they got the tax break, but they rarely went out. They installed their own cafeterias. There's even housing nearby. It sort of became these sealed communities, sort of like spaceships dropping into the streets rather than being interactive with it. Now, there's a subtext to all of this, of course. Some of the San Francisco supervisors think that tech, whether it be games making millions of dollars or Uber and Lyft on the streets picking up thousands of riders and making money, that the city's not getting their fair share. And they want all the techies to start kicking in. And we've seen attempts at this in the past with Google buses. And now it's going to be Facebook lunches.
And do you think this could affect the tech industry? I know that those free lunches are a big perk for people.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll still be free, and then maybe they'll give you a voucher to go out and eat somewhere else. That's going to be interesting. The other part of it, Megan, is the other part, is the reason they're getting those free lunches, they're not really free. They expect you to be working.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.